When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our guy, the voice of the Capitals, is John Walton, who joins us now. The news today on the Caps was not ideal, but tell you what, I'm not overly bummed about it. Still seems like a speedy recovery for Alex Ovechkin, John, but he's not going to play before the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, you don't want to rush him back. And I guess, you know, we get caught up in, hey, it's going to be sooner than we think. And with the news coming out of practice yesterday, maybe it is before the holidays. And just after is okay, too. So they only really have to get through tonight's game with Carolina. And then you've got Los Angeles here on Sunday at 5. And then we've got to run to Boston quick for a game against the Bruins before we get 3 days off. So, but on the other side of that, you've got a day of practice on that Thursday, the 27th, fly to Toronto, morning skate. It probably makes sense. There have been so many back-to-backs. You weren't going to bring him back on Sunday anyway because he would have been playing two games in as many. It would have been one game and a break. So it probably is the right decision. And when he loves playing in Toronto as much as he does, I'm sure that he's going to come fired out of the cannon when we get there next Saturday night.
So, John, we're not used to this. They dropped a couple straight games here on their mini road trip, Dallas, Chicago, travel logistics notwithstanding. What went wrong?
There was not enough offense. I mean, there's not enough 5-on-5. I thought the game in Dallas, I thought they did what they've done for the most part. They've got decent chances. They probably had better than Dallas did. It was a close game. And they just didn't quite have enough. Chicago, they weren't very good at all. There just wasn't enough from the jump. They just didn't seem to have it. And, yeah, the travel's an issue, and Spencer Carberry didn't want to have anything to do with that post game when he's talking about it. We were asking him questions, but we weren't getting anywhere quick. It was obviously a frustrating loss for him and the team and the coaching staff. But really felt like they just didn't have anything of any offensive jam. And it's kind of quieted down here the last week or two. So tonight it's going to look a little different. Andrew Mangiapane is going to be up on the top line. He's going to play on that left side. Protas is going to move down. So Strome and Wilson with Mangiapane. Connor McMichael's been a little quiet, too. No goals in five coming in. So he, Pierre-Luc Dubois, and Alexei Protas are going to be aligned. Just getting a fresh paint job on it, I think, just to see how it goes tonight. And, you know, this happens through the course of 82 games. We'll see what happens with it tonight. But I would imagine with as many offensive weapons as they have and as well as they've been going by and large through the course of the season, I would say a little bit of a rumble strip, not much more than that.
John, the Hurricanes are excellent. They're in town tonight for a 7 o'clock puck drop. They're 20-10 with a loser point on the season. Not quite as good as the Capitals, but who
still,
really? Who's as good as the Capitals? What do you make of the Hurricanes?
Good team, offensive, fast, and I've talked with Spencer this morning for our pregame tonight, and he has a pretty good handle, I think, on the Canes and, you know, what they do. They just play hard. I mean, they come at you under Rod Brind'Amour, and they don't give you a lot of time and space, and they've got a lot of speed. I mean, Marty Natchez is having a fantastic year. He's got 44 points in 31 games. Andrei Svechnikov has always done well against the Caps, and he does pretty well against everybody. Sebastian Aho. Containing their top six is not easy, but they also haven't won a lot on the road lately. They had a lot of home games. They haven't had to leave Raleigh a whole lot. And when they have, they haven't won. They're 0-3-1 in the last four. So I think the wake-up call that was Chicago is what gets them going tonight. I think they've been winning and not with their best. Thinking back to the Buffalo game last Saturday, yeah, they won, but they weren't at the top of their game. I think Chicago's a wake-up call, and I think they're able to come out and just establish a little bit of first-period dominance. Both these teams are pretty good in the first period, but I think the Caps are a little angry about what happened in Chicago and will come out fine tonight.
Yeah, not a complaint here, an observation. They've come from behind really, really, really well. It's almost extraordinary how comfortable the Caps seem playing with the deficit. That's one of the things, though, you kind of live dangerously that way, though, right? Sometimes you can't come back, and it's not your fault. Doesn't mean you didn't play well. Is that something that you've kind of got an eyeball on, John? I know they've had good first periods, too, but it feels like they've been behind even in a lot of their wins. They deserve credit for that, but also you're falling behind a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy that you get to this point in the season and you have more wins when you give up the first goal as
right.
opposed to scoring the first goal. That's not usually the way hockey works, but it seems to work for this bunch. And they always feel like they're in it. They never feel like they're out of it. They always band together. You talk to them after a game like that, and they say, you know, there's a lot of belief in the room. It doesn't matter what's going on. We feel like we're going to win a hockey game. And by and large, that's been true. But to your point, I would rather see them, you know, get that crooked number in the first period and then play a little bit more defensively, not have to worry about what's going on maybe in trying to get a comeback together. You want to be able to play from in front. That's just the way the NHL is. But it is nice to have in your pocket that you have the swagger of a team that says, you know what, we don't care if we give up the first goal, we're going to be fine. And more often than not, that's been the case. They've been pretty good at doing that, too. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen that way tonight, but if it does, they'll take it as long as they get 2 points inside the division. Big, big Metro clash with these guys tonight.
John, have a good call, and call a bunch of Caps goals, would you?
Hey, let's do it, fellas. Thank you.